Hi, everybody. Good to have you with us. It is an eve of an important election. It's always fun to be together with that.
Trafalgar just dropped the Trafalgar poll. We've been waiting for that in the last hour.
Oh, what does it say?
Trump up Trump Trafalgar poll for New Hampshire. Again, very good polling for him. 22. Trump is up 22,
Of
58
course.
to 36. He's completely consolidated his lead here. It's pretty astonishing stuff.
So, we'll get into some questions here. I've got something I'm going to try to pull up here and show you guys, but I was thinking this question too. Let me scroll through and find it. Oh, yes. It was Willow Tool. Nikki sounds like a Democrat. She acts like a Democrat. Is there any possibility that she would actually switch parties here? That's what Will wants to know. Can Nikki switch parties, or is there a deadline?
But first, gang, our good friend Mike Lindell needs your help. Mike is one of the strongest patriots working tirelessly for the America First and MAGA movements in this country, and also happens to be a very close friend to this channel, as you know. From election integrity to protecting American businesses, Mike really does it all. And now, as the cabal of deep state lawyers and election machine companies are trying to take Mike down with frivolous lawsuits, he needs your support more than ever. Mike recently said he was going to fight every lawsuit until he wins and will never settle out of court with people who help rig the election. So, with this in mind, I want to remind you about the incredible MyPillow deals Mike is offering with my promo code TURLEY. Now, if you just click on the link in my description below, you can save well over 60% on all sorts of incredible MyPillow products. Of course, Mike is offering huge savings on the new and improved MyPillow 2.0. But gang, I would also recommend hugely Mike's My Slippers, as well as his amazingly comfortable bed sheets. These are some of the comfiest slippers and sheets I've ever owned. In fact, I would use that word to describe all of MyPillow's products: comfy. Comfy to the maximum. So don't wait, gang. Support Mike as he fights for election integrity and get some extremely comfy things to boot. It's a win-win. Don't wait. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley right now.
That's a great question. Doubt it. I doubt it. Look, in the end, this is, I mean, I hate to sound cynical, but I think we should be, right? Cynical means to see through things as they really are. She's doing this for the money. She's trying to prolong. I remember listening to you're gonna find this analogy funny. I remember listening to this actress. She was being interviewed. She was playing she's one of the characters in John Carpenter's Halloween. Was that 1977? She's one of the victims of Michael Myers. And I think this is her first big major motion picture. And it came to her death, the slasher scene when she gets killed. And she said in the interview, it was very funny. She said, the scene came and he started to kill me. And I just remember I just screamed and I gurgled and, but she kept the death cry like going, she said she did that purposely so as to get just to squeeze out just that much more screen time, and she laughed about it. She thought it was funny and it worked. They did. Apparently the scene was only supposed to be like 10 seconds and it turned out to be like 15 just because that's what Nikki Haley is doing. That's all Nikki Haley is doing right now with the wokeness and all. She's just doing anything and everything she can grasp at to try to squeeze out a few more $1 million from donors. That's it. That's all she's there for. No other unfortunately, Ron was doing it too, but I think he squeezed it to the last dollar. I said it in my original video today. He ran out of money. I mean, that's bottom line. What happened? He ran out of money. But unlike Nikki Haley, he's got a governor's mansion to go back to. She's got a pretty nice mansion too. She's a millionaire now, thanks to defense contracting, sitting on the board there, just like Hunter with his corrupt energy board. So I just think in the end, I don't think she's going to switch Democrat. She's just doing whatever she could possibly can to try to bring as many Democrats and left-leaning independents to the polls to try to interrupt Trump's momentum, that maybe then she could squeeze out another week of big checks coming her way, because they're big checks coming in every day from disaffected conservatives, you know, rhino neocon establishment folk, Democrats who want to try to embarrass Trump, Adam Kinzinger types, you know, Cheney types. But in the end, that's all it is. It's just this prolonged death gurgle that's just trying to keep the cameras on her that much longer, so that when she goes back, I don't know where she lives now, instead of, I'm assuming South Carolina, but when she goes back to her mansion, she'll be able to get another summer home or something like that. It's really disgusting, but that's who she is.
It's her whole goal. Another house.
That's another house, right? That's exactly what Vivek said. She's corrupt and she'll send your sons and daughters to die just so you can buy another house. Exactly.
I saw an interesting analysis today about how women in politics are often pro-war because they're trying to prove their strength. And it's so silly. It's absolutely the height of modern feminism.
It is. It's terrible. Yeah. And in its worst form. That's why I love like a Carrie Lake, for example, or Marjorie Taylor Greene. They don't. Mm-hmm. They are just pure patriot. They don't have anything to prove to anybody. And I just love it. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.